Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Exactly, do you tell them anyway?
I was born by God's dear grace.
As we all were, yes.
In an extraordinary place.
Where would that be, I wonder?
With the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
There we go. USA.
It's a big old
USA. USA. Hi, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. This is Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here.
How to read.
We're going to talk a little about sports betting. Start the program. We have a conversation with Greg Steeman, who is a state rep from Fargo. Talk about a bill that would authorize sports betting. I believe, I'm digging into this, but I believe what the bill would do in the legislature is authorize a vote of the people on sports betting in North Dakota. So, how would you vote? Our question of the day, 701-271-1100. Let us know. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Also today on the program, Be Still My Heart, a double standard amongst the swamp media and the swamp in general in Washington, D.C. over declassified documents. Here's how it works, Kevin. If there is declassified documents found in the possession of Donald Trump, that's treason. That's like the death penalty. If you find them with a Democrat, it's no big deal, just so you know.
No.
Yeah, that's how it works.
And by the way, I do stand a bit corrected. Buddy Nate sent an email. But the vice president can declassify. Any person that classifies the document originally can declassify it if they were in a position to classify it. So he could have, you know, taken classified documents that he himself classified, but I'm doubting that any of those documents are anything that he classified.
Yeah, I mean, the authorities are calling them classified.
Yeah, but who classified them?
They're not calling
them. If he
did,
he could take them. But,
well, that didn't work for Trump, though.
Yeah.
He couldn't. He couldn't.
Oh, no. Yep.
Amazing how they have that little standard. Also, Diamond of Diamond and Silk passed away yesterday. Shocker. Very talented woman. I think one of the best commentators out there. She was fabulous. Funny. Knew a little bit about humor and also very, very good with the issues of the day and the little quips she would do. And they were just a juggernaut. Came to fame in the Trump era. We have an interview that I did with Diamond Silk. Not sure where this was at. I've done a couple of interviews with them. One in Wisconsin, one in Washington, D.C. And
this was in D.C.
Was it? Okay. A couple over the phone.
I forget what you were there for, but it was a...
So, I think I was there for the immigration reform, the fair.
Yes.
Talk Radio Row.
Yep.
And they were regulars there, so anyway.
Their story is so great. Their story is like Candace Owens. So their story started at a kitchen table with YouTube. I mean, with just doing videos.
Very true.
Two girls talking.
Yeah, they didn't set out to be famous.
No.
They just have a little wine and
having a little fun.
Opine on the news of the day, and all of a sudden they're
viral.
And famous.
They're global, yeah.
Did you ever see the videos in which they would like look at something and then they would laugh?
Oh, all the time.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it was funny. Their laugh was just infectious. They would just about have to.
That's sad.
It is. I think it was about a month ago, some kind of a cryptic post on Facebook just said, if you're the praying type, please pray for Diamond. And then they said, I don't know, 3 weeks later, prayers answered. Thank you. So I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Well, like this the sheriff that passed away near us, just been pancreatic cancer. They found it.
Whew.
Man, quick.
Yeah.
You know, you never know.
Yeah, you don't.
You never know.
So not exactly sure. We'll play the interview anyway, just to relive a Diamond and Silk moment from What's on Your Mind on the show coming up before the end of the program as well. Here's the scoop. Call us at 855-200-1776 or 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. In 2018, the U.S. Supreme Court allowed states to legalize sports betting. The next year, North Dakota tried and failed to legalize it. Then in 2021, tried and failed again to place a measure on the ballot in 2022. So they continue to wrestle with this issue. My question for you is simple. Do you want sports betting in North Dakota? How would you vote for sports betting? You don't even have to think about your answer. Kev, it's just yes. Right?
Oh, yeah. Let's define what is, do I want sports betting? Because I have sports betting. If I like to bet on sports,
in
I can.
In North Dakota.
What does that mean, though? That I can go to a location and do it. That I'm now can I now have it on my phone? Which, if I was a DraftKings or an MGM Sportsbook or any of the number of ads you see for the ability to gamble on sports, if I can't have, you know, I don't know. I'm just I'm not a gambler on sports. I don't know, but to say, well, can you or can't you? I do believe you already can. I see the ads for it everywhere. So I talking about North Dakota sports. Can I bet on a game in Bismarck or, you know what I mean? It's like it seems like it's everywhere with DraftKings and the rest of them.
I am never one to say, well, it's legal in Montana, so we might as well have it legal in North Dakota. Do we want it in North Dakota? Do we want that availability here? Now, I get what you're saying. You could place a bet.
Yeah, I just went into sports books and MGM Sportsbook, Points Bet, FanDuel is another big one. Caesar Sportsbook.
All right, place a bet. Put a $5 bet on the Vikings against the Giants.
Yeah, and do it in a heartbeat if I had the app.
Get the app and you can do it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in any of these. I mean, Caesar Sportsbook, you can do it. Yeah, iOS or Android, doesn't matter. I mean.
And, again, what.
Oh, wait a minute, check that. It says available states, 18. So. Caesar Sportsbook only available in 18 states.
What are the states?
I'm looking. Let's see. It doesn't say here. Caesar Sportsbook. Oh, look here. They're live in Maryland. Offer in Ohio. So this is kind of down the sale. Here you go. Where it's live. Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Illinois. Not in Minnesota. Not in South Dakota, so nowhere near us.
Jacob Thompson,
a lot of them.
A policy analyst with North Dakota Family Alliance Legislative Action, says if sports gambling is encouraged and eventually made legal, more people are likely to gamble. It's a fact. As more people gamble, more are likely to hurt themselves, their families, and their communities through excessive gambling. They bring that up as a reason to oppose it. A representative for the state's universities also asked for a no vote, citing studies that 18 to 24-year-old men are the most at risk for gambling addiction. We need to take care of the people who are younger and vulnerable. The executive functioning of young men, we now know this, is not fully developed until their mid-20s, said Mark Hagerot, lobbyist for the North Dakota University System, citing a study by Ohio Addiction Services.
Well, this is like the cannabis topic. I mean, you've got 19, 20 states where you can get the, get the app, get the FanDuel app or the Caesar Sportsbook app and gamble and do whatever you want to do.
But you can.
These other states, you can't.
I thought you were saying that you can't do it in those states.
You can do it where it's live. They call it going live, and it's states where Caesar Sportsbook is live. And then they show you Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, on down the list. None in our neighborhood. including Iowa or Wisconsin. Oh, no, Iowa's in here. So other than that, the other four states in the five-state area here don't have access to Caesars, but lots of other states do. So I don't know how you put that genie back in the bottle.
Here's my argument. I don't care if other states have it.
Right. Oh, I get it.
I don't. I think we do what we think is best for North Dakota. Kevin is saying it's available other places. This is kind of dumb. What do you think? 701-271-1100 on What's On Your Mind. Tell Kevin, if you look closely at those sports book websites, they're only available in certain states.
Yeah, no, I get that.
He's been looking closely.
I get that, yeah. And again, I'm not an expert in the topic. I just know that I see the ads everywhere, and you can gamble all you want. But
if you're in those states.
If you're in those states, yes. Yeah.
Another texter says, absolutely nothing good comes from sports betting. Nobody's life gets better. But that being said, I don't bet, so I don't care. What's your take? Call us or text us on What's On Your Mind, straight ahead.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Join the family of satisfied customers. Here's Becca talking about what brought her into Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
We talked to Vince, and he went through why Hot Springs is the best. And after seeing his versus the other ones we've had in the past, hands down, it's been Hot Springs Spas, mainly because of the low maintenance. So easy to clean. The filters are so, so easy. You can just throw them in the dishwasher. There's no more soaking them in chemical and having a mess. The customer service was awesome.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's On Your Mind is brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. You know, you shouldn't stop being concerned about what's in your air. The viruses, the mold, there are things in your air. And one thing we learned during COVID is that you can pull some of those bad things out. done right with expertise. And that's what they do at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They researched the globe to find the best equipment that you can put in your home or business to reduce the amount of particles in your air. H.A. Thompson & Sons could tell you more. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. 21 past the hour. So I said for the break, I would be a no vote on this. You said you're a yo. Yes. One thing we need to point out is what the North Dakota legislature is debating, Kevin, is whether or not to let voters have a say. I don't ever think that's a bad idea.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Let the people decide.
Let the people speak on this. What are your wishes? What do you want here? That's what they would do out of this particular deal.
Listener called and said, and I don't bet on sports, so I don't know, but that the apps like FanDuel and the DraftKings, they can pin your location. So if you're in a state and you want to place a bet where it's not legal, they can.
They know.
They know. So.
Yeah. 271.
Thanks for the update on that.
271-1100, our telephone number. Toll free at 855-200-1776. You can text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Let us know what you think on this, what your wishes are on this, on what's on your mind. 22 past the hour. Let's go to Craig. Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I don't really have an opinion on the matter. The one thing I will say, though, 60 miles south from here at Dakota Magic, they have a huge sports book. You could bet on any game.
Sure. A little different than being able to do it from your phone.
Any casino. Yeah, any casino has a sports
book. Yep. So the point is, you know, you can do it if you live in this area all day long. But, you know, it's proliferation. That's just, I don't know. Now they're changing it so you can be 18 and be in a Indian casino in North Dakota. That's just what we need. I don't know what I'd done at 18 if I could spend whatever money I had over at a casino.
I would add this, too. I think that there's been a tradition in North Dakota of charitable gaming where charities ultimately benefit, right? Like American Legion and others. We're getting further and further away from that.
Well, you know, can I say one other thing?
Sure.
Totally different subject. I think we're in for gridlock for 2 years.
Yeah, it's not that far off.
It's going to be a mess. That's all I have to say.
Gridlock's a lot better than we put up with for the last 2 years.
That's a good point. I agree.
And
maybe
them having
we'll get something done here.
Slim majority, and they all walk in lockstep and cram through this stuff that brings us inflation. So I'll take.
What do you think of Matt Gaetz and Bobart? What do you think of those two?
I think they provided a service. I think they, you know, in the end, everything worked out just fine.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. Appreciate the call. There's a little healthy ego amongst those two, but. I think in the end it worked out just fine. Worked out A-okay. Got a rules package there, and you got probably a more unified caucus out of the whole deal, and they're going to go to work. And their first bill was what? Repealing the 87,000 IRS agents. Now, the House can't do that unilaterally. It has to go to the Senate, and then it would have to go to the President. But guess what? They buried it in other bills, so they didn't vote specifically on it. Now they have to vote on it. It'd be fun to have every Democrat have to tell us they're okay with 87,000 IRS agents. That'll play well in the next election, won't it?
Yeah, no problem there.
Texter says, so wait, an 18-year-old can sign for tens of thousands of dollars in student loans, but are too immature to throw $10 on the game? Well, again, paying for their education versus betting, in my mind, would be two different things, but you have a good point as far as...
Well, student debt, gambling debt, that's debt. You're old enough to make those decisions.
Yeah, but the student loan debt should be buying you something.
Yeah.
Right? An education, a better career, mm-hmm. The way forward.
The texter's talking about decisions. You know.
The texter says a VPN will get you around the geolocation blocking very easy.
Well, there you go.
All right, Kev, see if you can put $5 on that Vikes Giants game this weekend. We're going to see if we can game the system.
If it came to that, I know a guy. So that's how I would do that.
We don't need government looking out for us. We can all be responsible for ourselves no matter what the age, says a listener. Where will the proceeds go if this passes? That's a good question. We'll ask Greg Steeman, Republican from Fargo, who is working on this legislation to let North Dakota voters have a say on that, coming up in just a little bit. Texter says, the sports betting also extended to online poker. I remember my mom could put money in, but it was illegal if she cashed out. How's that? Appreciate the text. Another listener, if people want to gamble, they'll gamble. As conservatives, we always talk about limited government and the nanny state. Leave it to the people, not legislators. You can't legislate morality. Well, the job of the legislature is to say, do we want this here, just like it's in Iowa or some of these other states? That's their job. That's why we elect them to go do that. Yes or no? Thumbs up or thumbs down? So, I think that's why we send them there. I don't know that we should say, we don't need legislators voting on stuff. Well, that's why we elect them. But ultimately, in North Dakota, this would rest with the people, because what they're proposing to do in the North Dakota legislature is put it on the ballot for people to decide. So, there you go. Texter says, Joe Biden and his son Hunter are as honest as the day is short. See what he did there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm so sure that is a compliment for Joe and Hunter. Another listener. Self-government does not work without self-discipline. People don't have self-discipline anymore, and they haven't been educated or smart enough to make sound good decisions. And the rest of us pay for their bad decisions. We have dueling textures going on right now. Did you text that, Cam?
Yeah, well, and that's pretty spot on, too.
Listener says, I saw on the Internet a 7-year-old killed from a dog attack. The owner's charged with negligent homicide. He had a 6-year-old who shot a teacher. There's no mention of parent responsibility. It's the school not having metal detectors. That is a crazy deal, isn't it?
Yeah, 6-year-old. Teacher's in stable condition, but spot on again.
It is.
That is 1,000% parent epic fail on securing your firearms. What is wrong with people? I mean,
and if a 7-year-old...
Six years old.
No, but this one, but compared to the 7-year-old killed from the dog attack, where the owner is charged with negligent homicide, somebody has some explaining to do there.
Come on.
Text 237-1590, call 271-1100. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. As powerful storms continue to drench California, a 5-year-old boy was swept away by floodwaters Monday on the state's central coast. Tens of thousands of people remain without power, and some schools are closed for the day. Brian McGrath on CNN Tuesday morning is with the Ventura County Fire Department.
Numerous rescues today, approximately 19 swift water rescue calls.
Although the rainfall has lightened up, it does not mean you can let your guard down just yet.
However, the rain on the hillsides, the rain in the mountains, that water still needs to get through those waterways and gets back out to the ocean and to our reservoirs.
Football player DeMar Hamlin said he returned to Buffalo on Monday with a lot of love in his heart Dr. William Knight in Cincinnati confirmed DeMar is doing well, and this is the beginning of his next stage of recovery. George Bulldogs are the best in the land, beating TCU 65-7 last night. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you hungry for lunch today?
Yes, I am.
I can scratch that itch for you. Because PetroServe USA is home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, waiting for you at several locations. Okay? Tuesday means lasagna and Texas toast in Harwood. I-29 and Harwood exit there. 12th Avenue and I-29, orange chicken. NP Avenue is Swedish meatballs, stuffed peppers in Glendon, tacos in Yulin, cheeseburger Mac on 45th and Fargo. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. You got it in Valley City and the West Main Avenue, West Fargo as well. PetroServe USA. The best of the best. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. Greg Steeman is here. He's a state representative from Fargo. Talking about a proposed piece of legislation that would allow voters to weigh in on a ballot measure for sports betting. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Scott. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
You bet. A couple questions that have come up from our listeners I want to get to before I forget. Who would be the beneficiary of any of the proceeds from sports betting in North Dakota if this passed?
It's a good question. Well, and actually, if the voters would vote for it, you know, if the citizens would vote in favor of it, this concurrent resolution only puts it in front of the voters. So what you're saying is, if the voters say they want sports betting and then in 2 years we pass legislation, is that what you're asking? Where would the revenue go?
Yes.
Okay. It would, you know, basically we would take revenue, tax revenue off of the gambling, earnings of the companies that are running the sports betting in the state. And so you're looking at, you know, currently they've extrapolated data. They think that right now the state could be probably generating $3.5 to $3.6 million per year in tax revenue that would probably go into the general fund or one of the special funds.
So basically it's just bringing a new business to the state and getting the tax revenue.
It is. And then also the acknowledgement that it is happening, you know, and it's happening in, you know, to what extent there's estimates, but it is happening. But in addition to bringing the revenue, I think the revenue is really a byproduct of getting some consumer protection, some oversight, some regulation in place for the people that choose to do it, you know, with their disposable income. And I think that's the important thing is that the byproduct is the revenue, but that's certainly nice to have. You know, it's nice to have an extra $3.5 million a year, which I'm guessing that would only go up over the course of time.
So how when you say it's happening, like these apps, these famous apps that are advertised and whatnot, they say, you know, only available in a certain amount of states.
Yeah.
How does it happen in North Dakota with the restrictions those apps have?
Well, and that's a great question because the reputable companies, you know, whether it's the DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever it might be, they're not able to access those in North Dakota. And it comes down to everybody knows exactly where your cell phone's at. So if you're within the borders of North Dakota, you can't access those websites. So what people are left to do is to access the websites that are probably run by entities in foreign countries, whether it's, you know, Latvia, Antigua, wherever. And there's really nothing. There's no oversight of those companies and things along those lines. The people that choose to, you know, bet by accessing those companies are at the mercy of whether or not they choose to be ethical or not. But that's their choice at this point in time. So it's really about getting, you know, the fact that it is happening. Let's have it happen with reputable companies. Let's have it in a manner that has a certain level of transparency and is able to be regulated and has some protections built in for the people who choose to do this.
Yeah, I suppose if it's some offshore company, there's no consumer protection, right?
Right, exactly, because they don't answer to North Dakota regulation. They don't answer to the United States regulation. There's really nothing that protects the people who choose to do business with them. And that's an inherent risk in the people that choose to do it now. But the fact is, it obviously is taking place.
Any idea? I mean, is it even possible to quantify how much betting is going on with some of these companies that are not reputable, that are overseas?
Well, that's a fair question. And the American Gaming Association, the American Gaming Association put a number on what was taking place in the United States as a whole, and based on per capita information, they extrapolated data from North Dakota. And they said in their estimate, approximately 138,000 people are participating to the tune of approximately $350 to $360 million total a year. And the revenue that those companies have taken off of that is about $36 million annually. And this is extrapolated data, so I can't say that it's 100% accurate, but let's say it is, give or take within, 20% either way. It's still substantial. These are substantial numbers. And then, that's where, if it's $36 million that these companies have generated in revenue for themselves at a 10% tax rate, which seems to be standard, seems to be very much within reason. That's where you're looking at the $3.6 million per year in revenue if these people chose to do it on reputable companies that were legalized, if the people choose to make it legal.
We're chatting with Greg Steeman, who is a state representative representing the Fargo area, and a piece of legislation that is being considered that would put to North Dakota voters a question of whether or not you want sports betting. Clark in Glenburn has a question. Go ahead, Clark, you're up.
Yeah, I just, and maybe I missed it, Scott, and I'm sorry, Representative, if I did, but I thought I heard on the news this morning that while it was in committee, it did receive a do not pass. And then if it does go to the voters of North Dakota to get approval, did I hear it right that college sports betting would be taken out of this? You wouldn't be able to bet on college sports. The only thing you would be able to bet on is professional sports. Because I think that really hinders the people that do enjoy betting on sports. So that's all I got. Thank you.
No, and thank you. What was the caller's name, Scott?
Clark.
Clark. Clark, I appreciate the question. And he's accurate. It did come out of committee with a do not pass, and there were a couple of amendments, but on there, one of which was to limit it to professional sports only. So these are fair questions. My goal in presenting this legislation, and Scott, I'm just going to tell you and your listeners, I don't bet on sports, okay? I actually don't. But I've had enough people talk to me about this where they said, can we at least vote on it? Can we at least have a say? Because there's a lot of people that want to do it. And so my goal was to say, let's allow the people to have a say first. Let's allow the people to get the cleanest item to vote on, which is, yes, I'm in favor of sports betting, or no, I'm not in favor of sports betting. I think the people of North Dakota deserve the cleanest possible measure. I mean, how many times have measures been put on that are just impossible to read, and you're sitting at the end of it, you're going, if I vote yes, does this happen or does it not?
No, if kidding. I vote,
you know?
Yeah,
and if we
terrible.
Just say, if we just say a yes vote means you're in favor of sports betting, a no vote means you're against it. If the people speak, then the legislator's duty is to respond to the people's wishes. The legislator's duty then, legislature's duty at that time, is to bring the right people to the table, the most informed, the most insightful, and put the best possible legislation together that really meets the wishes of the voters of North Dakota. Because nothing should happen prior to that. I don't think we should restrict the 25 legislative body by passing legislation now that says, if the voters approve it, here's what you have to do in 2025. Let's give the voters a chance to have a say first. And that's my goal, is let's give them the cleanest possible resolution, the cleanest possible measure that says, I know if I vote yes, I'm in favor. I know if I vote no, I'm not in favor. And once the people speak, then it's the legislature's duty to respond to the wishes of the people and put the best possible legislation in place. So the clerk's question, he's accurate with the way it came out of committee. That doesn't mean that that's necessarily the situation that will happen if it's approved on the floor.
Yeah, which is not uncommon. Why this has been, I mean, I'm trying to think, 2018 is when the U.S. Supreme Court said, hey, you can do this, and North Dakota's had this looked at a number of times since then, 2019 first tried, tried again in 2021. Why has it been so challenging to get on the ballot? What is your take on that?
I think it's a fantastic question. It passed overwhelmingly out of the House last session, overwhelmingly. It lost in the Senate by one vote. And what and this is to my point about this the concurrent resolution process. I've talked to multiple senators that said, oh, if it's only just to give it to a vote of the people, of course I'll vote yes. And one of those voted no last time. And because our job is to say, let's keep this as simple as possible. Let's first give the people a say. And if we can kind of clearly make it as clear as possible that this is strictly a measure that says we want to give the people a chance to vote up or down on sports betting. And depending on what the people say, the legislature will respond. Obviously, if the people say no, there's nothing to respond to. If the people say yes, then we'll get the right people to the table and put the best possible legislation together. So that's been my goal in talking about this measure, is a yes or no vote on this resolution does not legalize sports betting. A yes or no vote on this measure says, yes, we respect the voters' opinions enough to let them give this an up or down vote.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Puts it to the people. Puts it to the people, you know.
Exactly. And that's why I'm grateful for you having me on here to explain that. And it's extremely important that people understand that this resolution is all about, do we trust the people of the state to vote on this, yay or nay, or are we trying to kind of bog it down and do it in a far too convoluted manner? So I would like to keep it as simple as possible. I think the citizens and the voters of our state deserve that.
We're chatting with Greg Steeman, who is a state representative from Fargo, about a piece of legislation that he's made quite clear is simply one that, if it passes, gives the power to the people on deciding if there is sports betting in North Dakota. Short break, and we'll take some of your text questions for Greg when we come back. Or you can call us at 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100, on What's On Your Mind after a short timeout. Don't go away. From the Freedom Matters USA studios today on What's On Your Mind. It's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team
provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I've seen Rod Stewart about 6 or 8 times.
Really?
Yeah.
This was a
big fan.
This was an all skate back in the day.
But he was, you know, the guy moved around like he was a spring chicken always. But he obviously was old.
78 today.
78
Rod Stewart. I remember that the only time I've seen him was the show at the Fargo Dome in the Round, which was really good.
Yeah, really good.
Thought, yeah.
Saw that one. He was Minneapolis, Winnipeg. I've seen him a few places. 78 today. How about that? Isn't he doing a Vegas show?
He did. He did a residency, I think, for a while.
Heck of a deal. I see that Keith Urban is doing one now.
Oh, yeah.
Like those residency shows.
Yeah.
Destination concerts. Vegas. Yeah. 10 before the top of the hour, we're chatting with Representative Greg Steeman from Fargo about a piece of legislation that would legalize sports betting in North Dakota if the voters said yes, basically placing it on the ballot for a yes or no vote from the citizens. A few comments we have via text. Greg. Isn't the lottery considered gambling? How many people in North Dakota are going to buy more Mega Millions tickets today than they can actually afford? And what about pull tabs and blackjack at bars? Kind of the argument of, you know, the camel's nose is under the tent already. What are we worried about more gambling for? Daniel, can you turn Greg up?
Okay.
Now I can hear you, Greg. Yep, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, those are great points. Those things are already taking place in North Dakota. And if this was not something that was already taking place in North Dakota, I wouldn't be bringing it to the people to say, hey, let's bring something new to the state of North Dakota. And this is where it's probably not talked about a lot, but it's maybe talked about more than people realize. Anecdotally, go ask five different people, hey, do you know of anybody that bets on sports? You know, and they'll probably be surprised at the number of people who do it, the number of people who do it on their phone or on their computer, the number of people who do it in a manner that's not considered legal in the state right now. I'm simply saying, if we make it legal, and I know there are people who say, well, then it'll grow. I don't know that it will or not. I don't know. If people want to do it right now, they have the ability to do it, even though it's not currently legal in the state. But the thing that they don't receive along with it is any type of consumer protections. And nor is there any oversight, nor is there any regulation of the activity. And it's done with companies that really have no interest in doing it in any ethical way at all in the United States. The one thing about it, and one of the things that the text message referenced, was, hey, there are people that are gambling right now and spending too much on it. If this is done, if sports betting is done with the reputable companies that we talk about, the FanDuels, the DraftKings, things along those lines, they have the technology that will identify problem gambling far sooner than people being out of money and people, you know, devastating themselves. And those are some of the consumer protections that would bring themselves into light if it became legal and we were able to regulate it and provide oversight of the industry. So to their point, yes, I'm aware of those methods of gambling that are taking place right now. If this was a method of gambling that was not going on as we speak and it was simply something new to bring to the state, I wouldn't even bring this resolution forth to put it to a vote of the people.
This is eerily happening. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. This is eerily familiar to the cannabis conversation. You know, it's like...
Yeah. Yep. And frankly, I don't know what the voice of the people will say, but I'm excited to hear if they say a clear yes or a clear no. At least we understand, and at least we know the direction we can move as a legislature as to do we bother with this anymore, or if they say yes, then let's put things in place that protect the citizens of our state as best we can, because it's something that they're doing already.
Do you think some sort of beneficiary besides, you know, the tax coffers would be appropriate as part of this? I know, like, there's charitable gaming in North Dakota. Yep. Veterans groups, for instance, are funded by charitable gaming. Mm-hmm. Any thought of including a link there?
And you know what? I appreciate that question. That's why I want this to be a step-by-step process. If the people say yes, then let's talk about that. Let's get all the people to the table that have an interest in this, that have some insight into this, and say, what is the best manner in which we can utilize the revenue that's generated by providing effective oversight, by providing consumer protection, and the state gets some money into its coffers? I think those are great conversations to have. How can we help our state? How can we help unique groups within our state with some of this revenue, if that's the way that we think we can, you know, make an impact in the state, then let's have those conversations. That's why I would love to keep any enabling legislation out of this and just say, can we just let our voters speak first as to whether or not they want it? And if they say yes, then let's put together the best possible legislation by having the conversations with all interested parties, and do it in a way that we can benefit the most people in the state of North Dakota.
Another texter says, if we're going to collect taxes off of gambling revenue, maybe we should create a fund to make sure kids have school lunches paid for. There again, you know, you just addressed that cart before the horse at this point.
Sure, exactly. But if the people say yes, then let's have those conversations. And I think there'll be a lot of interested parties that say, hey, here's a great way to use this revenue. But let's put ourselves in a position to have those conversations by giving the people a chance to speak at the ballot box first.
Look forward to watching the floor vote on this one. Greg Steeman, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Very grateful. I wish everybody out there to have a great day.
State Representative Greg Steeman on this proposed legislation to go to the voters on sports betting in North Dakota.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.